The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Edman.
Oh yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Edman, here to give you the news for the past week. And through this past week, once again, dominating the headlines, Donald Trump announcing via Twitter, this is his message: we have defeated ISIS in Syria. My only reason for being there during the Trump presidency. Well, I mean, he just said we've defeated them. It's his only reason for being there. I guess that means we're getting out. And the mainstream establishment, the press, they do not like it even a little bit. And even more surprisingly, or I should say surprisingly, I mean, you would figure that the establishment wouldn't like it and the mainstream press wouldn't like it. You know, the establishment loves the money that they're getting, war profiteering, and the mainstream media loves the coverage that they get. Such an easy story, right? Not to mention, they must have other reasons, too, because they're so for war. I've never seen anything like it. Remember Brian Williams talking about how beautiful the missiles were and poetry, linking them to Leonard Cohen's words. And I think that, I think they've got something really tied up in this. I don't know what it is, but I remember when Ron Paul was talking against the wars, and the media was, you could hear them on camera saying things along the lines of, you know, if he stops the wars, you know, what are we going to cover, basically? And that's something just really weird. I mean, would the media be so insidious that they would want war just for ratings, just to be able to have news to cover? It seems so inhumane to me. You know, I wouldn't think any human being would want others to die to make their job easier, right? So I will admit, I don't completely understand what the media's dog is in this fight. I suppose they're owned by companies that make tremendous amounts of money off of manufacturing and selling weapons of war. So that might have a lot to do with it. That would explain a lot of it. But whatever the reason was, it's quite obvious that the media wants us to stay in war, and that the establishment, people like Lindsey Graham, love for us to be. I mean, if it was up to Lindsey Graham, we'd be bombing the whole world. We'd be in every single country. And if it was up to Lindsey Graham, after we ran out of countries to bomb, he'd probably start bombing, you know, like California or something. You know, I mean, this guy is the biggest war hawk I've ever seen. He's never seen a war that he didn't like, Lindsey Graham. So you have all the usual suspects. But now, I can't believe it, Hollywood is involved. Suddenly, Hollywood loves war. Mia Farrow, who I always thought was like a beatnik, right? I always thought was this mega hippie, right? Peace and love and Frank Sinatra, right? All the things she likes. But now she let me read you this tweet from Mia Farrow. All right, here it is. As Trump pulls out of Syria, we must acknowledge the enormity of the world's failure to halt a humanitarian catastrophe. U.S. exit benefits Russia, ISIS, still active, Iran, and Assad. You know, these people are all forces fighting against each other. It benefits all of them? Was this agreed to Putin/Trump's two-hour Helsinki meeting without witnesses? You know, and they call people who say that we're doing these wars for money, these undeclared wars for money. They call people like us conspiracy theorists. It's a conspiracy that this war is all for money. I mean, why are we in Syria? What is the reason for being in Syria? She claims that this U.S. exit benefits Russia, ISIS, Iran, and Assad. Assad and Russia are fighting against ISIS. Is that correct? So here's an interview. Mia Farrow is not the only one who's gone nuts. All right, here is Cher. And here's a tweet here from Cher. ISIS is gone. She's quoting Trump. It's Trump's mission is accomplished. Who wants America out of Russia? Russia, Turkey, Iran, Syria. Those countries are. And then, see, she talks in emojis. I can't actually, these aren't words. These are pictures. She has a picture of like a ghost, a birthday cake, and then another ghost. Maybe it's a dead face. I don't know. But anyway, it says these countries are, and then ghost, birthday, ghost, exclamation point, Trump's there, lipstick, B word, for, and then bags of cash. So saying Trump's there, B, for money. Trump's stupid and up to his mammoth ass in investigations for crimes. ISIS isn't gone and will be back in force. Right. So there's Hollywood's take on this. They want to stay in Syria. You know, I thought these guys were all for peace. Didn't Obama get a Nobel Peace Prize? I think he got it like either before he was elected president or right after he became elected president, and then starts several undeclared wars. And if you remember, when Obama was president, they had this huge propaganda push to get war started in Syria. And the American people were so against it. They were so against it. It was a great time because liberals were against the war because they, you know, had it with Iraq, and they generally at that time were against war. And the conservatives being burned on Iraq and not liking Obama didn't want war. So the American people did not want it at all, and Congress refused to declare war. Well, Obama didn't care. He went ahead and he just started one anyway. So now we're in Syria. We have, I think, 4,000 troops there right now. They claimed 500, but mission creep, I think it's called. So they kept getting more and more people down there. And so now Trump wants to pull them out. I say good for him. You know, the press is mad because he announced it on Twitter. Like there's anything wrong with a president speaking directly to the people. He has to go through the press first, who's going to tell us what he said and explain it to us. No, man, I'd rather just go ahead and just read the tweets myself, right? I'd rather have Trump's words than everyone else's words. But, you know, looking at his tweet, I don't really exactly have a lot of confidence in the U.S. populace. I mean, most of these people who are commenting, I mean, you would figure a lot of the people who comment don't like Trump. That's why they're getting on here and they're trolling him. But basically, they all are angry at Trump for pulling out of Syria. So weird. But you don't know how many of these are real accounts. You know, a lot of times I have the feeling that these powerful people like, you know, Hillary Clinton with her Correct the Record trolls, where they go out and they sway a public opinion by pretending to be real people. You know, they get paid for that. I mean, who knows how many of them are here, because how much of the general populace wants war? right? Nobody. The U.S. is a very peaceful country. At least its populace are. The politicians aren't. I mean, they love making money off of destruction. But the people of the United States are very peaceful people. And in fact, we're so peaceful that we allow our government to create war around the world, and we don't even, you know, rise up against it. It's pretty unbelievable to me. And, you know, we have traditionally listened for much of our country's history and respected government and government officials and when they tell us these things. And so, you know, the CIA, the FBI, and all these intelligence agencies can get away with all this stuff, right? They tell the media reports it, and we just eat it up, right? But the liberals in this country have traditionally been kind of against that, right? They have gone, well, peace is good. You can't solve war with war. I don't totally believe that. I think that if you are going to, you know, commit to war, you've got to go in there with full force. None of this, you know, dance around the casualties and you go in there, you win it, and then you either get out or, I don't know, re-educate the population, just completely take the country over, right? You annex it or do whatever you need to do in order to say, this is basically our territory now. Now, the U.S. stance, of course, on that is that we don't take over other countries. And I think it was a Monroe Doctrine that made it where basically the state of the U.S. sort of frozen, right? So this is, we are what we are now, and we protect ourselves, but, you know, we're not expanding anywhere else, and we don't really want other countries to expand either. So that's supposed to be our stance. But yet, we have hundreds, I think maybe even thousands, is that possible, of bases around the world. You know, it makes me wonder how many people actually work for the military and work for the government. But when Trump declared that he was going to get out of Syria, we immediately got a resignation. Jim Mad Dog Mattis is out. And he has given his letter of resignation. You know, I think the Trump administration is calling it a second retirement, but no, he's definitely resigning, saying that he feels that Trump should have a defense secretary that's more in line with Trump's beliefs, which apparently are, you know, you don't create war when it's not necessary. So Mattis says that we have 2.15 million service members, not troops, but service members, and 732,879 Department of Defense civilians. So that's a lot of people who are working for the government. And they're not going to be happy, probably, right? Mattis isn't happy. Mattis is out. He's leaving. He is gone. He didn't get his way. He's stomping his feet. He's taking his toys home. He's leaving. Well, I don't know how you feel, but to me, I think less war is better. By the way, this war is completely illegal. You realize that, of course. We voted on it. We turned it down, and then we're there anyway, right? Just like Afghanistan, just like Vietnam, just like Iraq, just like Korea. All of these wars are not declared wars, and it is clearly written in the Constitution that only Congress has the power to declare war. But see, there's a problem because the president is the head of the military, right? So if he says, hey, go bomb this place, it's not a war, I'm just bombing a country. And that sounds like war to me, right? Did the Constitution have to spell out what war means? I mean, that's war. You could argue that even sanctions are war to an extent, right? You know, put a barricade up around a place. I mean, that sounds like war a bit. But definitely, you know, causing destruction and loss of life, that's unquestionably war. So I don't know how, you know, the politicians justify this at all. And do they just not want to expend the energy of impeaching a president because he's bombing a foreign country? I don't know. Wish I did. But I'm no intellectual like Mia Farrow and Cher, you know. I just want everyone to live and be okay. And for us to stop spending all of our money on nothing. You realize that this is how the Soviet Union went bankrupt, right? And you realize that the terrorists said that this is what they were going to do to us, that this is how they were going to get rid of us. And you realize, of course, that one of the things that creates terrorism is occupying other countries. You know, the people there get upset when you accidentally bomb their hospitals and, you know, kill off their family. And I know that after the 9/11 attack, to say something like this was really verboten because nobody wanted to hear it. But whether you want to hear it or not, it's the truth. You know, Sweden wasn't getting attacked until they joined the U.S. coalition. And now they have terrorism. And it's funny because if you look at the old Ron Paul stuff, he's saying that, you know, they don't attack countries like that are you know, not involved. But And it was true. I mean, I looked it up. But then when they get involved, they do get attacked. It's not a coincidence. It's how it works. So we will be safer if we get out of these countries. But, you know, fighting against the propaganda is really, really tough to do. And so I give you Aaron Burnett, the once cute and perky CNN reporter who has been worn down by just being an establishment mouthpiece. Here's an interview that she has with Trump back in 2015.
Vladimir Putin today was at the UN, so is Barack Obama. They could not be more different when it comes to Syria. Barack Obama saying he wants Bashar al-Assad removed from power. Putin says he thinks that's an enormous mistake not to cooperate with Vladimir Putin. Which man is right?
Okay, so I've been saying this for a long time, and I've kept it low, and I really understand what's going on in Syria because mm-hmm. you look at it, first of all, it's a total catastrophe, it's a total mess. And we're helping to make it a mess. Now, we have ISIS, and ISIS wants to go after Assad. But we're knocking the hell out of him, even though it's not a very full-blown thing. We're still dropping bombs all over the place. And, you know, look, they're not exactly loving life over in Syria. So we're stopping them to a certain extent from going after Assad. You have Russia that's now there. Russia's on the side of Assad. And Russia wants to get rid of ISIS as much as we do, if not more, because they don't want him coming into Russia. And I'm saying, why are we knocking ISIS and yet at the same time we're against Assad? Let them fight, take over the remnants. But more importantly, let Russia fight ISIS if they want to fight them. Let them fight them in Syria. Now, we mm-hmm. can fight them in Iraq. But if you think about Iraq, we've spent $2 trillion, thousands of lives lost, wounded warriors who we love and I love all over the place. What do we have in Iraq? And did you see?
You said you'd put ground troops on the ground in Iraq.
Well, we're going to have to do something with ISIS. I was totally against the war in Iraq, and I was from the beginning, 2003, yes. 2004, because you're going to destabilize the Middle East. I was right. And should be given credit, because out of everybody running, I'm the one person that said, mm-hmm. don't do it. And in
How
fact,
do you put
Bush,
ground troops in Iraq, though, but not in Syria? I mean, there is no border, essentially,
look,
between those countries.
Let Syria and ISIS fight. Why do we care? Let ISIS and Syria fight. And let Russia, they're in Syria already, mm-hmm. let them fight ISIS. Look, I don't want ISIS. I don't want ISIS. ISIS is bad. They're evil. When they start doing with the head chopping and drowning of everybody, these are really bad dudes. So I don't want them. But let them fight it out. Let Russia take care of ISIS. How many places can we be?
So essentially,
Now, this is why I wanted Trump to win, and I wanted Hillary to lose, because Hillary was going to set up no-fly zones for Russia. I mean, come on, get out of here. I think many people voted for Trump for this reason, because he was going to keep us out of war. At least he promised that he was. I think we just bombed Somalia recently. And now, is it not a shame that we're not more informed about this stuff? I mean, I follow the news. I don't know why we're in Somalia again. Hell, I don't know why we were in Vietnam. Really? I mean, is it to spread democracy? Well, we overthrew Iran's democratically elected president back in the 50s. So that's the opposite of spreading democracy. And we've done that all over the world. We depose democratically elected people if we don't like them. So it's not to spread democracy. So what is it for? Why are we here? So apparently, according to Aaron Burnett, it's because Putin wants us there. Here is a clip of a recent interview with her. And this is a really hilarious bunch of nonsense here.
Out front tonight, President Trump kowtowing to Vladimir Putin, giving Putin exactly what he wants.
Kowtowing to Vladimir Putin, giving Putin exactly what he wants. Now, you heard the earlier interview. Donald Trump told Aaron Burnett in 2015... he didn't think we should be in Syria. He pulls out after he's elected president, after ISIS is defeated, the physical caliphate, she even says, is defeated. And now she claims that the reason he's pulling out is because he's kowtowing to Putin. So you heard Trump say, I'm going to pull out of Syria. And she was on that interview with him, listening to him. Of course, that was before anybody thought Trump would get elected president. And even though she's a person who ran the interview, now she's pretending that Donald Trump's leaving because of Putin. That is so disingenuous. And this is why they're called fake news, because of garbage like this. Oh, and if you think that they're mad now, Donald Trump also tweeted that he's going to get us out of Afghanistan. Dan Rather's war. He's going to get us out of Afghanistan. I can't believe it. And, you know, the reaction to this, you would think that the Democrats would be over the moon. You'd think that the doves, right, the peace-loving Democrats would be saying things like, you know, we don't like Trump. He's a maniac. We don't like him. He's a bad guy. But, you know, even a broken clock is right twice a day. And this is the right decision for us to pull out of Syria and Afghanistan. And you would think that they would be behind him all the way on this, right? But just because Trump is the one doing it, they're against him. It is so disgusting how attached to party people are. You know, well, I didn't like it during the Iraq war when the conservatives went crazy for a little bit. And I know that a lot of you guys out there were supporting that war. But let me say, I don't blame you, because with the information that we were getting, I was scared too. They scare you. You understand? They scare you. They make it sound that as if you don't do what they want you to do, if you don't follow them in these wars, if you don't support them in these wars, that basically you and your family are in jeopardy. But the truth is that the reason we're in jeopardy is because of these wars, okay? But, you know, the forces that Trump is going up against, they don't care about people. I mean, that's why we're involved in these wars, and a lot of people die. A lot of Americans die. These people are not nice people, as Trump would say, right? And I am concerned about what the retaliation is going to be from these people in power, because when you mess with their money, they get very, very upset. Okay, when you mess with their money, they get upset. Remember, Eisenhower said, beware the military-industrial complex, and it's totally, totally accurate. So I hope Trump is okay. I hope that the American people are okay. And I hope that that Trump does follow through and gets us out of all of these wars. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm the Ed Man.